Good morning. So today the Lord talked, we talked about Qoheleth and everything is vanity and, you know, God calling people fools who treasure up the treasure for themselves. And then we deal with the beautiful thing from Colossians. So this is the three things I want to deal with today. The first thing is put to death. So we're going to die. Get excited. Put to death. Seek what is above and then store up, grow rich in what matters to God. Okay? So let's first focus on the first thing. Put to death. Yesterday I was up and I spoke to the Charismatic Conference up in Cleveland, Ohio. Now I know many people don't think I'm charismatic anymore, but I still speak at the conferences and I still get them excited and we still do lots of wacky things. But I'm always the killjoy at the conferences, huh? Because there's always the people that sit there and talk about how God wants to bless us and, oh, it's great, and you come to the Lord and all these good things are going to happen, and that's all true. But the only way to get to those good things is to do what? Die. So I like to sit there and kill everybody at the conferences. And so it's always a nice thing to do, just like I like to do to my parishioners, you know. Kill, 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 die, die, die. Same thing Jesus did, huh? He says, put to death whatever is in your life that is earthly. And then he talks about immorality, and he talks about greed, he talks about all these things. All these things when we later hear in the gospel that build up treasure for ourselves. Build up ourselves to take care of our needs first and put everything that we built. You know, again, everything you see, everything you love, everything you know is going to be gone one day, correct? This beautiful building, $2 million the last couple of years. Yep, it's going to be gone one day. Ain't going to exist. And it's sad. Well, if this is our treasure, but guess what? This ain't our treasure. Beautiful, but it's not our treasure. Our treasure got to be Christ. Our treasure got to be the things that matter to God, not the things that matter and the things that are earthly. We got to take care of the things. You got to take care of your body. You got to take care of making sure you take care of your family. You got to do all those things, but they can't be your treasure. So when God looks at us through the Apostle Paul and says, put to death those things that are earthly, that's what he's saying, huh? This morning, you know, I have my Bible next to my bedstand, and so when I wake up in the morning, pray the Holy Spirit, speak to my heart your word, and so the word that the Lord gave me this morning, first thing, fits perfectly with the readings today. It came from John, and it's the day that we deal on tech. It's Friday of tech. And it says, unless a grain of wheat falls into the earth and dies, it remains just a grain. But if it dies, it what? Bears much fruit, huh? So the only way that we can ever do anything is to first die, and then the fruit of God will be given to us. But we got to go through that cross first. There's no way to do anything in Christianity unless we go through the cross. Now again, someone came up from Greensburg to drive up with me and drive back because they wanted to pick my brain for a couple hours, huh? And they sold my stuff, and so as we were sitting there talking, he says, isn't that the way it's always supposed to be, Father? That what I got to do is die first? And I go, yes, it's not what we want, it's what we struggle against. But once we do it, then we come fully alive. We need to be people that deal with sin in our life, and that's the first thing he's asking us to kill. Kill it. Put it to death. Y'all remember the story, don't you, of the in the C.S. Lewis's book, The Great Divorce. Here's a man who struggles with lust his whole life. And lust appears as a demon. And this demon is on this man's shoulder. And this man and this demon has a chain around the man's neck. And he tugs it. It makes him do all these horrible things. The man is horrified. He hates himself. He hates all this stuff that the demon has made him do in lust. And so he keeps crying out to God, crying out to God. Finally, God sends an angel to the man. And the angel says, what can I do for you? And he says, this demon of lust that makes me do all these things. I'm so ashamed. I'm horrible. It's just horrible. This demon of lust, it's all these things that makes me do. And the angel looks at him and says, may I kill it? Oh, I don't know if you want to kill it. Maybe you could wound it a little bit, take the chain off, you know, because there's part of us that like those little demons, huh, that we have in our lives. And we let there, and we kind of, well, let's not get rid of them completely. And he says, may I kill it? And the guy says, no, that's not very politically correct, you know, killing things nowadays. I don't know if you want to really kill it. And the angel says, may I kill it? And finally, the man says, yes, 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 kill it. and the angel reaches out and he takes the demon of lust and he crushes it. And he crushes the demon of lust. The demon of lust is transformed and becomes a beautiful white stallion. And the man jumps on a stallion and the stallion takes him home to heaven. So what is it in your life that you and God must kill? What is it? Now again, some people sit there and say, well, Father, I'm a pretty good person, except for this, or except for that. You do realize only one little thread, one little itty bitty tiny thread, keeps a bird from flying. If you tie that thread on the bird's foot, one thread will keep the bird from flying. So with us in our spiritual life. If there's any sin in our life that we're comfortable with, that we're saying it's okay, everybody does it, whatever it is, gossip, lust, greed, idolatry, fill in the blank. That one thing that you don't want to kill is that thing which will keep you from being giving God glory and growing in the spiritual life. So the first thing you and I are called to do today is take account of our things that are still in the earth, those sins that we like, and give God permission and work with God to kill it. Put to death those things in our life that keep us from growing. The second thing we got to do as we sit there and look at the second reading, it says, seek what is above. And to seek what is above is to seek God's will in our life. So again, the first thing most of us got to kill is our own wills. Doing it our way. Liking it our way. Huh? First thing I got to do. And then we sit there and then we seek what's above. God, what do you want? I'll do anything you want. And we give him permission. And that really got to be an explicit thing. God, I live today to do what you want me to do. Period. Do you start every day that way? Do you start every day with sitting there seeking what God wants? You know, right before the passage I read the first this morning was, of course, the seed must die. But right before he gets to that, the apostles are approached by someone. It says, sir, we would like to see Jesus. You see, what we're called to do is to show Jesus to the world. And so if people are looking at you and looking at me and they're saying, sir or ma'am, we would like to see Jesus. And if we're seeking that which is above and we're seeking God's will in our life, then we'll show others Jesus and not ourselves. You do realize whenever we show people ourselves, whether it's Father Larry or you or anybody listening to this tape, if we show people ourselves, we do them a great disservice. We need to show them Jesus, because that's who they want to see. And finally, what it says is we need to grow rich in what matters to God. What do you think is the number, this will be quite interesting, what do you think is the number one thing that matters to God? Do, 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 do. Begins with an L. Love, because God is love. So what we must do before anything else, and above all, is to seek love, because God is love. What heaven's going to be is love. Every time we're licking God's will, it's always about love. Now, love will kill you, right? Sure, when you get married, you die for somebody else. To love means you're going to die. That means you have a generous heart. That means you're more concerned about others than you are for yourself. You're giving your life away day in, day out. If you and I are giving our life away day in, day out, when the time comes when we die, it's just another day of giving our life away day in, day out. And as God has blessed us abundantly all the times we've done it, God will bless us abundantly with eternal life. What we're going to grow rich in is what we give away, correct? So again, as I like to use when I do marriages and I have the couple, I always ask them, you know, again about City of Joy. And I say, you ever see that movie? And they always say no. And I always say, well, you might as well watch it tonight. You'll have nothing else to do, will you? And they always go, Father. And at the end of that, there's that one line that says, all that is not given is lost. All that is not given is lost. See, if you don't give it away, you're building up treasure for yourself and you're going to lose it. I promise you, everything you don't give away, you will lose forever. Promise. Watch it. No, it won't, Father. Yeah, it will. Trust me. Could burn down all your money and a thing could take it, someone will take it. You'll die of your life. Whatever it is. Everything you don't give away, you will lose forever. But if you give it away, you'll gain it forever. That's what Jesus says. That's the crux of Christianity. Those who seek their life will lose it. Those who lose their life for my sake will find it. That's building up treasure in heaven instead of treasure on earth. Treasure on earth you'll lose. Treasure in heaven you get to keep forever. All that is not given is lost. Give it all and receive it all. You got it? Get it? Gonna do it? Good. May you know his love today and forever. Amen. Let us now stand and let us profess our faith. We believe in one God.